WRYA466. I've got a quick question.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. WRTX950.
I'm out here in Grants Pass now, and I noticed that all the FRS channels are being taken up by the repeater. Are you guys aware of that?
Well, it's not taking up all the FRS channels. There is three repeaters in the Grants Pass area, Grants Pass and Medford, 675 and 700 and 725.
Yeah, interesting. I don't know what it is, but on my radios, on all of my radios, and then my buddy's radios, all the FRS channels are essentially, we're coming in on the same, whatever's going on the repeaters are also transmitting through there. I don't know if you guys have ever heard of that.
602.
Go ahead, Jeff.
Let me clear this up. It sounds like it's a programming error on your side or your radios, but let me double check. I'm on the repeater, obviously, right now and on the NV725, and I've got a portable on FRS GMRS channel 3, and nothing's lighting it up. I can go through all of the FRS frequencies and just verify, but our repeaters are high-end commercial repeaters, and they don't bleed off onto other frequencies unless something dramatically wrong has taken place.
Yeah, I haven't had that happen before, but today I noticed it, and then I contacted a couple of my buddies, and they're experiencing the same thing. All the FRS channels are essentially being, all the traffic that's going through the repeaters are going through FRS 1 through whatever the final FRS frequencies are, and then some GMRS, which is normal, is to be expected, but I've never seen that before, and it's the same programming I've had before. Great.
Okay, as you're talking, I'm going through all of the FRS frequencies from 1, and I've made it through 12, and not a single one of those frequencies is receiving any of this traffic at all. So I'm not sure what you guys have programmed or what's going on, but and I'm using very high-end radios here. But that's never been a problem I've heard of, and I'm certainly not experiencing it now. And as I'm talking, I'm continuing to go through frequencies. The only things that are coming in are frequencies from our repeaters.
All right, I'll try and figure it out. 466 out. Thanks.
No problem, 466. Also, go to OregonGMRS.org, and you can get a list of the current frequencies in reference to the channel numbers as well, so channel 1 through 22, and verify that your guys' radios are programmed appropriately. If you're in Grants Pass, there is a possibility you'll hear traffic from the IV-550 just because it comes over the mountains a little bit. The Elk-675 gets into parts of Grants Pass, and even the Phoenix 700, because it's at such a high elevation in Jackson County, can come over the mountains and find pathways into Grants Pass. But those are all what were traditionally GMRS-only frequencies until the rule changes made everything common with FRS. But the lower channels, 1 through 14, I didn't get any kind of bleed over or any traffic on those channels while any of us were talking.
Roger that. Oh, do you know where on the website, is there a particular place? I tried looking yesterday for it, and I couldn't find it.
Yeah, there's a tab at the very top that says More Info, and then it'll drop down a menu, and there should be About GMRS, I believe, is where we have all the frequencies listed.